Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
On the line, Peter in Wiston, big Reds fan as well. So let's get the thoughts of Peter on what's going to happen tonight. Morning to you, Peter.
Morning. You okay?
Thanks for your company. What sort of team are you expecting tonight for Liverpool?
To be honest, I think he'll go fairly strong. I think Klopp's the type of manager he wants to win every competition he enters. I think you may see Nathaniel Clyne get rested for Alexander-Arnold, and of course there'll be the absentees of Coutinho and Sturridge, but I'd like to see him go fairly strong tonight.
So fairly strong. So Robbie's tweeted in, he says he thinks this 11, Mignolet, Alexander-Arnold, Clavan, Lucas, Moreno, Stewart, Gruitch, Ejaria, Origi, Mane and Woodburn. Is that 11? That is 11, isn't it? Is that an 11 that sounds strong enough to you? That seems quite a few changes.
Yeah, it's quite a few changes, but it should get the job done, really, shouldn't it? I'm not too sure about Woodburn starting. I think he may bring him on once the game's comfortable. If it is comfortable, he'll bring him on and give him a run out again. But no, I think he may go top with Firmino, Mane, Origi. I think he may give Firmino another game because Firmino's one of those players he seems to keep his form when he's playing. If you rest him a few times, sometimes he seems a bit sluggish when he comes back. So I think he'll give Firmino game time, Mane and Origi up top, yeah.
Right, Neil Atkinson has de-iced his coat. He's in. He's got his scarf on. Morning to you, Neil.
Poor form. Sorry I'm late, everybody, and that's especially right. Steve.
That's not like you.
And it's
like a cold morning, though, isn't it?
That was the issue, Steve. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did it hamper you getting out of your bed?
Very much so.
Yeah, it's tougher, isn't it? You would have tried at 5 or 5.30. Peter was expertly giving his thoughts on the team for tonight. But we're talking about Ben Woodburn. What stage do you throw Ben in for a start? Is it tonight?
Yeah.
Do you think the manager's completely comfortable and confident that Ben would sort of step into
the atmosphere
and produce?
Well, I think he might be comfortable and confident with the player, but I think he'd probably much rather be introducing him from the bench tonight. But I don't think he's got that luxury now. I think that with the injuries that are around, it's all that area of the pitch. If you want to say that Lallana's part of a front four, though I think he's more part of a midfield three, but if you want to say that he's part of a front four, then you're able to say that Sturridge, Coutinho and Lallana are all currently got injuries in that front four. If you add Danny Ings into that, and I think that Danny Ings is actually the issue, then that's four of them who could conceivably play in that front four who tonight are not available for action. If you'd had Lallana fit in the last four or five games, as an example, then he'd be picking tonight between Shan and Wijnaldum to play in the midfield tonight. But that option's gone as well. And it's the knock-on effect of, this isn't a lot of injuries, but when you get focused injuries in specific positions, then it becomes difficult. And I think that's why tonight Woodburn starts. I'd start him. It may be a little bit too early for him, but I'd be looking at starting Harry Wilson as well. And
is there such a thing as starting a young lad too early?
Yeah, it could well be because what
at
you don't
a certain age.
Yeah, because I think firstly it's setting expectations for the player. I mean, you know, there's every chance that if you start Woodburn tonight and next season we add another couple and we look in great shape, it might be that he ends up having more starts this season than next season. Then he might be wondering, what has my development stalled? There's that. There's also just sort of overburdening them with pressure and all that sort of stuff. And I think wanting to keep their own aspirations and ambitions slightly in check, you know, for Woodburn to become the talent he could become, there's a long, long way to go. But that said, you know, you start Raheem Sterling at around the same age and you go from there, and I think Sterling's a phenomenal talent.
But then you've got like a Jerome Sinclair, haven't you? But I mean, they're different cases. But
they're all different cases, they're all different players, but tonight I would start, and I don't think it's not even about Ben Woodburn tonight why you'd start Ben Woodburn. If the manager feels as though he's close to ready, he should start him. And the reason why is because we're chasing the league title here. Firmino's 50-50. Sturridge still hasn't put his training sessions together. The optimism is that he does so by the end of the week. And then I would not personally be risking Mane off the basis of those previous bits of information. And I would start Origi, but I'd be looking to get him off on 65. And then you go from there. So maybe
wrap them all up in
Cottonwall. Yeah, get them all wrapped up in Cottonwall, because we go to Bournemouth at the weekend. We need to win. You know, Man City are against Chelsea. Someone's going to drop points, and we've got to take advantage. We've been saying for ages that the league's a bit of a false position because we've played everybody apart from Man City and everyone else isn't in that boat. And that's definitely the case. But the only way in which you demonstrate that that's the case is by winning the other games. Now, the 0-0 at Southampton's fine. A friend of mine's got a great metaphor. He says it's like getting a spare when you're bowling. In that sort of draw against Southampton, it's like getting a spare, he said, because what that means is it's what you do with your next ball. And if on your next ball you bowl a strike, then that spare looks great. And that's what's happened when Liverpool have beaten Sunderland. But then you've got to back it up again with another strike. Liverpool have got to go and get another strike. And that's what they've got to do against Bournemouth. And then you're able to go, great, that's 7 points from 3. We all know where we stand. Yes, we dropped points against Southampton, but we played well, we looked good, and we go from there.
And it looks comfortable. Peter, on the Woodburn thing, let's face it, if he starts tonight, everyone's glued to him, aren't they, for the game?
Yeah.
Even though there might be undue pressure on the lad. I think a club like Liverpool, you can't help but sort of hark back to, say, look, thinking about a young Robbie or something like that, can you, Peter? You want to watch this lad and believe that he's the best.
Yeah, I think after his pre-season, he was superb, wasn't he? He was one of our standout players early pre-season. And I think tonight, if he plays, he will be. He'll be a player that everyone's watching, everyone wants to do well. But I just hope there isn't too much pressure on him tonight with people saying he's the next Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen. Even people saying like Raheem Sterling coming into the side, because he's a completely different player for that, I think. And you just don't want to put too much pressure on the lad where it can hamper him. And there could be, with too much pressure on tonight, he could perform badly and then people will get on his back and say he shouldn't have started. And
do you know what you said though? Too much pressure. You put him out there in front of 40,000 people. That's
50,000 these days.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking it's 42. Yeah, 41. You know, 50,000, that's as much pressure as you'll ever get, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think that...
To be honest, it is a quarter-final as well, isn't it? So it's a quarter, big game as well tonight, I think.
It's a quarter-final, it is a big game, and I think that Peter's right. And but that's if anything, that's the bit I wouldn't be worried about. I don't think... If, you know, I think that we can think lots of different things about footballers and we can impose the way in which we feel as though life's rhythms work on them. But, you know, if you're a quality footballer and you're an excitable 17-year-old... The 50,000 people bit is the exciting part. Where the pressure comes in is training the next day, is what if something didn't go right for you, is waking up the next day if you haven't had that good a game. That's where the pressure comes in. That's where you're looking at yourself going, can I cut this or can't I? That's where that bit happens. Not, I think, the adrenaline rush, and I think you actually saw it when he came on briefly at the weekend. You know, and that's why one of the reasons why I think he's going to start tonight, and the manager wanted him to get that bit out the way. But, you know, he whacks in one tackle, plays two good balls, he'll come off there feeling great. Liverpool have won 2-0. But the next part of this is then, you know, what if he doesn't have a good game tonight? Because at some point, and the next part of this is, could be great tonight, and then he could be poor the next time he gets an appearance. At which point, that's when the pressure is, you're waking up and you're wondering, am I good enough? Can I go and do this? Letting that sort of, that's where I think the pressure will kick in, not the boost tonight. I think he'll be fine tonight if he starts. I think I'd be more worried about his legs than anything else. I think that the way we play is very intense. So I think the idea, and I think that Leeds are going to come tonight, and for Leeds, it's Leeds' cup final tonight. It's the first one of these where I think the opposition are going to be absolutely at it, because they're on a good run, but also in general, they're used to playing two games a week. And the next part of this is the bigger fixture for them this week by a mile. It's a quarter final of a cup competition. As much as it is for us, it is for them, and they'll be looking at it thinking, so then we get a semi final over two legs if we beat these tonight. Absolutely brilliant, and that's something else for them to look forward to. And they'll also be thinking, there's talk they're going to start a 17-year-old, you know, lads. Right, let's get into these early, let's let them know what we're about. And so all of that comes into play, and I think that that's where,
plus Ovi Ejaria, if he starts as
he's not that old, is he?
Yeah, Gruitch, they're all young boys, aren't they?
Yeah, Gruitch, Kev Stewart, I mean, and I would start them all tonight.
Kev's not that young, is he?
No, Kev's older than me.
Impossible. That's,
I'd start Trent Alexander-Arnold, I'd start Moreno, I'd start Clavin, I'd start Lucas, I'd start Mignolet. I would be looking to make nine changes.
That's the team I just read. That's the team Robbie just sent us before. So that could be the... Is that the popularly muted team, is it, on social media at the moment?
No, I think it's just the team that I think everyone wants to see. Because
team.
Yeah, firstly because it's close to the side that played against Spurs. And this is where you do miss, you know, Sturridge and Ings off the bench, and the fact that Fernaldo played that night. But it's also what people want the manager to do, and I think that that's a big, big deal, is that in times gone by, and when managers have changed and looked to rotate sides, Liverpool managers, there's been an attitude amongst the support, which is, I want to see a strong team, I want to see a strong team, try and win every cup. I think people more and more now are aware of the fact that from October, November, we're genuinely in the hunt for this title. And that therefore means you've got to make some sacrifices. Manchester City went to play Manchester United, and they effectively played a youth side because they've got a league and a Champions League to try and win. And that was going to Manchester United, their local rivals. We're not messing about here. We're not messing about. Chelsea aren't messing about. They rested people. They got knocked out by West Ham. The challenge is, can you pick a side, keep everyone's confidence up, get the win in front of 50,000 at Anfield? And the crowds, the manager would say it himself if he was sitting there, but the crowd's got a massive part to play tonight, because there's going to be footballers on the pitch, and in times in that game, they're going to need our help. Well and truly need our help to get through the next 5 minutes. So every single part of this tonight, I'm really looking forward to going to Anfield. I'm actually wearing a Liverpool scarf, Steve.
I was going to bring that up. That's quite unlike me. My final sort of... quip.
It's quite
plenty of you.
Yeah,
like,
it's quite unlike me. But I've sort of thought I'm in. It's one of the reasons I was late as well. I've sort of thought I'm quite in the mood for tonight. And
well, putting it on properly.
Let's go. Well, I've managed that. But
you put it on like a tie, actually.
Yeah, I just lashed it on very, very quickly. But I think it's really important tonight. I think that everyone sort of as one. And listen, there's every chance they don't go and get the results that they need. But then you just shrug your shoulders, pick ourselves up, and then beat Bournemouth. And then again, you get to go, well, we didn't get through against Leeds. We rested those lads, but we've seen the benefit of it. We've gone to Bournemouth and won 3-1.
Right, super. Peter, how important to you is the EFL Cup?
I'd love us to win it, because I love a day out to Wembley. And I think the sooner Jürgen Klopp gets his first trophy, the better for him.
Yeah.
I think if you, the press still, and the opposition fans, you know, the Evertonians and the Manx are saying, oh, he's a failure in finals, he goes, and what is it now, he hasn't won in his last five finals, but I agree with Neil. I think tonight could be one of those games that could be like a catalyst for our season if we do get beat. If we win the league in May, he'll go, well, I'll tell you what, it was a masterstroke from Klopp playing the youngsters and not going all out. If we go to Bournemouth and win on Sunday, we'll all be forgotten about, won't it? So I think I'd love us to win it. I still think if we play the side that's been rumoured, we should be strong enough to play.
Nice one, Peter.
I do think tonight, I think Leeds will be up for it, as Neil said. I think Ben Woodburn, the first touch he gets, someone's going to go straight through him or try to. Gary Monk's going to go in that change. He's 17-year-old lad making his full debut. Don't make it easy for him, make it uncomfortable. First touch, whoever the right back is, get tight to him, hit him hard, and just try and unnerve him, really. But still, I think, as I said then, I think the side that we put out tonight should be strong enough to win. I'd hope we'd win, but there's much more important things going on at Liverpool there. As Neil said, we're in a title chase, aren't we? So I know what I'd rather have.
Right, OK. Enjoy the game tonight. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, cheers. Take care, lads.
There we go. 3 minutes top of the hour. Got to get rid of you. Is that scarf one you always wear for match day?
No. I very rarely wear a scarf.
Do you change outfit for match day? Is there one thing you always take with you?
No. I'll change all the time. I look to wear blue.
You're not superstitious. There isn't a superstitious element of Neil Atkinson.
No, I look to wear blue just to emphasise to the world how ridiculous David Unsworth is. That's one of my things at the
blue.
Moment.
Blue?
Yeah, looks
blue. What have you got that's blue?
Jeans, look. Blue jeans.
Right, yeah. Okay. There are some people that just go with the same thing every...
Yeah,
that's superstitious thing.
That's their decision. No.
There will be people today who don't go with a coat on, which will be ludicrous.
Well,
it'll be minus
ridiculous.
Three,
that's
won't
what,
it?
Again, the other reason why I'm wearing the scarf is because I've got this new coat and my girlfriend said that she'd knit me a scarf. And she bought some wool, and good lord, it's been slow progress, Steve. Can't say anything though, can you? So no. I can't go and buy another scarf.
Mrs. Atkinson, it's slow progress.
If I buy another scarf, it looks like a vote of no confidence, and I'm not quite prepared to make that vote of no confidence at this stage. So I thought I could do with the scarf this morning. It's freezing, so I dug this out, and I thought, yeah, that's fine. I've got a justification. It's match day.
It's nice. Hurry up with the knitting, Neil. Thank you very much.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.